What a joy to be back with you folks.
非常高兴能够回到大家中间。
Thank you for smiling at me today.
真的谢谢你们对我微笑。
You know, our world is filled with distractions.
我们这个世界充满了干扰。
I have found for myself, it's very easy to become distracted.
我就特别容易被干扰。
Stephen Covey in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, made this quote.
他说,
the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing.
主要的事情就是把主要的事情当主要的事情。
Now that's easier said than done.
说起来容易。
Especially in a world that's filled with distractions.
特别是在一个充满干扰的世界。
So I'd like to start today and give you a quiz on distractions in life.
所以今天我们就先做一个测试，看看我们有没有被干扰。
What is the main thing when you're walking?
你在走路的时候，主要的事情应该是什么？
The main thing is to arrive at your destination safely.
主要的事情当然是安全地到达你的终点。
This happened to my daughter.
我的女儿遇到过这样的事情。
She was out in LA and she was walking with her phone on.
她在 LA 的时候一边看手机一边走路。
And she walked into a telephone pole.
然后就撞到一个电线杆子上了。
She had to go to the emergency ward and had $1,000 bill for her distraction.
所以她就不得不去了急诊，而且呢，治病就花了$1,000+。
What is the main thing about going to the gym?
那么去健身房主要的事情是什么？
To get healthy, to exercise.
去锻炼身体啊。
How are these people distracted?
那么这几个人他们受到什么干扰了
They're taking an escalator into exercise.
他们去坐电梯到达健身的地方。
Now, if you're in the gym, what's the main thing about eating?
那你在健身房里面那吃东西是不是主要的事情
It's to eat healthy food.
那当然是要吃健康食品。
There's a Krispy Kreme donut stand in this gym.
但是这个健身房里却有一个多纳圈的。
These folks are being distracted.
那么那些健身的人就受到这个干扰。
What's the main thing about chopping a tree down?
那么砍树里面主要的事情是什么？
Do it safely.
要安全第一。
Chop the tree down and put it in your truck.
把树砍了，然后把树干放到卡车上。
Don't have the tree crush your truck.
不要让树把你的车给砸了。
What is the main thing about driving?
那么开车里面主要的事情是什么？
It's to arrive at point B safely.
也是安全到达终点。
It is not to discover what your neighbors are having for dinner.
不是去看你的邻居晚餐吃了什么。
It is so easy to get distracted in life.
在生活的各个方面，非常容易人们就受到干扰。
So we need to keep the main thing in all of life.
所以在我们的各个层面，我们都需要把主要的事情当做主要的事情。
Today, I'd like to discover.From the scriptures, what is God's main thing?
所以今天我们通过读经来看看在神眼里主要的事情是什么。
You know, I don't think in all of life there's anything more important than finding out what is God's main thing.
我觉得在这个世界上没有什么比知道神认为什么重要更重要的了。
And once we discoverGod's main thing, I want us to also discover what's our main thing.
那一旦我们知道神看重的事情是什么，我们再想想我们自己看重的事情是什么。
And if there's a difference between God's main thing and my main thing, we need to make an adjustment today.
如果在神眼里主要的事情和我们眼里主要的事情有出入的话，那我们自己就要做出调整。
So if I were to ask you on a piece of paper, would you write down the main thing about your life? What would you write?
如果让你在一张纸上写下你认为你人生中重要的事情是什么，你会写什么呢？
Even the young people that are here today, what is your main thing in life?
那么年轻人也包括你们认为最主要的事情是什么？
Here are some, oh, what's the main thing about church? Sleeping, no.
还有一个就是来教会主要的事情是什么？当然不是睡觉。
Here are three tests to find out your main thing.
那么有三个测试可以帮助你发现你生活中主要的事情是什么。
Today you're going to have 10,000 thoughts go through your mind.
每天你头脑中有一万多个思想在飞驰而过。
What are the majority of those thoughts?
那么这些思想最主要是在什么方面？
What do you focus on in your thinking?
你整天想的都是什么？
Because the thought test will reveal what your main thing is.
这个思想测试就能够让你发现你的主要事情是什么。
Another test would be the time test.
另外一个测试是时间测试。
How do you spend the 1,440 minutes of a day?
你每天怎么样去度过那1440分钟呢？
Maybe one day take an inventory of how you spend your time.
也许你要用一天时间来好好的把自己做的事情列下来，看看自己都把时间花在什么事情上。
And then the heartbeat test.
然后就是你的心跳测试。
What does your heart beat fast for?
你心跳在什么时候加快？
Oh, markets are open. Oh.Sorry, Judy, you didn't get that one. The stock market's open. That's, some people get that going from that.
不是，有时候开的时候，你的心跳就会加快。
Our strategy today is to look at what God says is the main thing and examine our main thing.
那我们今天的策略就是看看神认为什么是主要的事情，然后再跟我们自己的事情对比一下。
In Colossians chapter 1, we see characteristics of three main things of God.
哥罗西书第一章就告诉我们，神眼中主要的事有三个特征。
The first main thing is the main thing has a proclamation.
第一就是有一个传扬。
We proclaim him.
我们传扬他。
This word proclaim means to herald loudly and with authority.
传扬就是要大声的宣布，并且是带有权威的大声宣布。
The proclamation of our mouths is not clever human ideas.
但是我们宣称的不是我们自己的聪明见解。
It is not self-improvement.
不是什么自我完善。
It is not stress management.
也不是压力管理。
It is not career enhancement.
也不是你职业的提升。
We proclaim Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of all mankind.
我们传扬的是耶稣基督是人类的救主。
We are proclaiming saying that God was saving the world through the life of Jesus Christ.
我们传扬的是神是通过主耶稣基督来拯救世界。
And we are proclaiming to the world that it is only a relationship with the living God that will change your life now and your eternal destiny.
我们向世界传扬的是，只有跟我们的造物主神建立了这样的关系，我们才能够得救。
We proclaim to the world that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们向世界传扬的是主耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。
And there is no other way for you to secure your future without Jesus Christ being the center of your life.
天上地下除了主耶稣基督没有别的途径能够拯救我们。
And we proclaim that without apology.
我们要非常坚定地向世界传扬这个信息。
We are saying that the gospel message includes these two key components.
我们向世界传扬的福音要有这两个主要的内容。
The first is Good Friday.
第一个就是受难日。
That Jesus died on a cross on Good Friday as a substitute for our sin.
主耶稣基督为了代替我们的罪而为我们死在十字架上。
And we proclaim that Jesus rose from the dead on Easter morning, and by doing so, defeated sin, death, and the devil.
我们还要传扬主耶稣基督在复活节的早上从死里复活，战胜了罪和死的权势。
Now there's three ways that we proclaim Christ.
我们有三个途径来传扬主耶稣基督。
We admonish, teach, and we do it with wisdom.
第一是劝诫，第二是教导，第三是要用智慧。
The word admonish means we warn people.
劝诫就是警告众人。
You have an enemy of your soul that is trying to destroy you and lie to you.
告诉他们，他们的灵魂有一个大的仇敌，正在不断地用谎言欺骗他们。
He wants to destroy your faith, he wants to destroy your family, he wants to destroy this church.
这个仇敌妄图摧毁你的信仰，摧毁你的家庭，摧毁你的教会。
And we need to warn people that they need to turn from these lies and turn to the truth.
我们要警示人们，让他们远离谎言，回到真理当中。
We also teach them.
我们还要教导他们。
And what we teach them is how to walk with Jesus.
教导人们如何与耶稣同行。
Christianity is a walk.
基督教就是与耶稣同行。
So we're teaching people how to grow and mature in Christ and to walk with Jesus step by step as they go through their day.
我们要教导众人的是如何与基督一起同行成长。变得越来越成熟。
A lot of folks have confused Christianity and say, well, it's just a belief system.
很多人以为基督教只是一个宗教。
And it is belief, but it always ends up in a walk.
它是一个信仰，但是它一定要付诸行，这个实践。
And then we need to do this with great wisdom.
而且我们要用很大的智慧来做这件事情。
Because the world is continually changing around us, we need to have new wisdom on how to reach that world for Jesus Christ.
因为我们的身处的世界不断的变化，我们要有智慧来适应这样的世界。
You need to pray and ask God for wisdom on how you can reach your neighborhood for Jesus Christ.
你要不断的祷告，求神给你智慧，让你知道怎么样把主耶稣基督带到他们当中。
And what I have discovered and what I believe God's leading us to do is we believe that the only way to win our neighbors is through loving them.
我们相信唯一一个能够让我们的邻舍能够了解我们的信仰的方式就是去爱他们。
It is through lifting people up and encouraging them.
是通过来鼓励他们。来帮助他们
，not putting them down，
而不是去
and diminishing them，
不是去诋毁贬低他们。
So we need great wisdom on how to do this。
所以我们需要很大的智慧来做这件事。
David Brooks wrote a book just recently, How to Know People。
有一个作者写了一本书，叫做《如何认识人》。
He's a writer for the New York Times.
他是纽约时报的一个作者。
And he said there's only two kinds of people in the world.
他说世上只有两种人。
Diminishers and enhancers. Can you translate that, Jew? If you do, you're great.
贬损人的和夸奖人的。
We need to be praying, Lord, give us wisdom so that we can be enhancers.
我们需要向神祷告，求神给我们智慧，让我们能够成为那个能够帮助人，sorry, 贬损人的和帮助人的。
The proclamation that we give out of Jesus Christ is only delivered through love and kindness.
我们要传扬主耶稣基督，只有通过我们自己对人的和善和友爱。
And what is the audience here?
那我们的观众是什么？
Notice that word in the first verse, everyone.
你们要注意看，个人，就是每一个人。
Everyone is the audience to hear this proclamation.
每一个人都需要听到这个传扬。
Those are people that look like you.
这些人是跟你我一样的人。
Those are people that are very different than you.
也是那些和我们大不相同的人。
Every person you meet needs to hear the proclamation of Jesus.
你遇到的每一个人都需要听到我们传扬主耶稣。
That is the first main thing.
这个就是第一个主要的事情。
The second characteristic of the main thing is the main thing has a purpose.
第二个主要事情的特征就是它有一个目的。
So that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
All right, in soccer terms, what is kicking the ball into the net?
用足球的行话就是进球。
That's a goal.
那个是我们的目的。
In Christian terms, what is kicking the ball into the net?
那用基督教的术语，进球又是什么呢？
Discipling someone into maturity in Christ.
就是培养门徒，让他们成为成熟的基督徒。
The main thing is that we present people perfect in Christ.
主要的事情是要把个人在基督里完完全全引到神面前。
Now I want you to understand what that word perfect means.
这个完完全全是什么意思呢？
Perfect doesn't mean flawless.
它不意味着这个人就没有一点的这个瑕疵。
It means mature or complete.
意味着是成熟、完全。
So our mission, our purpose in life, the main thing about our daily agenda is we want everyone to be mature in Christ.
那么我们每天的目标，人生目标就是要帮助我们身边的人成为成熟的基督徒。
We want people to flourish in their relationship with Jesus.
我们盼着我们身边的人都能够在基督里拥有丰盛的生命。
Because unless a person's life is connected to Jesus, they will never, ever flourish.
因为除非我们能够跟主耶稣有一个连结，我们不可能有这样丰盛的生命。
And here's the extraordinary thing.
那么最不同寻常的呢？
Ordinary people like you and me can be involved with this great mission.
一个普普通通的像你我这样的小人物都能够参与到这样一个大的使命当中。
We can so orient our lives that we connect with other people, encourage them, lift them up to follow Jesus.
我们可以调整我们的人生，可以尽我们的所能帮助身边的人，让他们都能够认识主，在主里成熟。
God has chosen you to be enhancers and people that disciple others.
神已经拣选了你，成为那个可以帮助别人的人，可以训练门徒的人。
We throw around this word discipleship.But it simply means presenting everyone mature in Christ.
我们经常谈到门徒培训，就是引领个人在基督里成熟。
What is a disciple?
那么一个门徒是什么人？
Three characteristics of a disciple.
门徒有三个特征。
A disciple loves Jesus with all of their heart and all of their soul and with all of their mind.
一个门徒会全心全意地爱主爱神。
Second of all, a disciple loves their neighbor.
第二，一个门徒会爱他的邻舍。
And the third characteristic is a disciple makes disciples.
第三个特征就是门徒能够培养门徒。
So unless you're involved directly with helping another person mature, you're not being a disciple maker.
所以除非你已经进入了培养门徒这个事情当中，你还不是一个合格的门徒。
So where does this start?
那么这从哪儿开始呢？
First of all, it starts in the home.
一开始是从你的家庭开始。
We need to present, we need to disciple our spouse.
我们首先要培养的门徒就是我们的配偶。
Husbands need to disciple their wives.
丈夫要对妻子做门徒培训。
Wives need to disciple their husbands.
妻子需要对丈夫进行门徒培训。
Together, we need to walk in maturity towards Christ.
我们一起在成熟里面与主同行。
Couples, do you ever read the Bible together?
这些夫妻们，你们有没有一起读圣经？
Do you ever pray together?
你们有没有一起祷告？
That's where we should start.
你们应该开始。
Just read one Bible verse together at breakfast every day.
每天早上一起就读一节经文。
And a short prayer, Lord, guide us and direct us through the day.
一起做一个简短的祷告，说主啊，求你带领我们一起度过这一天。
And then parents need to disciple their kids.
然后家长要对孩子进行门徒培训。
For years we've been screaming, they've taken prayer, they took prayer out of the schools.
我们整天就在抱怨说，哎呀，学校都不让祷告了。
But the real tragedy is we've taken prayer out of our homes.
但真正的悲剧是我们自己把祷告从生活中、家庭中去掉了。
Families don't pray together anymore.
家人从来不一起祷告。
So we need to be discipling our children. This is how you pray together as a family.
所以我们自己就要对自己的孩子来进行门徒培训，这是你们自己在家里要做的事情。
And it doesn't mean you have to have a two-hour prayer meeting. Sit still. We're going to pray for 2 hours.
并不意味着说你非要拉着孩子跟你一起祷告两小时。
Start with 20 seconds.
就是二十分钟。
Kids, bow your head before you go to school today.
比如说，跟你的孩子说，我们去上学之前，我们先做个祷告。
We pray for our grandchildren all the time.
我们为我们的孙子们祷告。
We just pray for God's blessing on their lives as they're in school.
求神来保守他们，保守他们在学校的时光。
And then every opportunity that we're with them, we pray at every transition with our grandchildren.
我们有机会就跟他们一起祷告。
So husbands and wives and children and grandchildren, these are the folks that we are discipling in our lives.
丈夫、妻子、儿女、祖、孙子、孙女，这些都是我们门徒培训的对象。
And here is the ultimate goal.
那么最终的目标是什么？
A presentation.
就是要把人引领出来，呈现。
I've had the opportunity to literally do hundreds of weddings over my ministry.
我做牧师期间，我主持了几百场婚礼。
And the great moment in a wedding ceremony is at the very end.
每个婚礼的高潮都是在最后。
Where I get to say, and now, I would like to present to you, Mr. and Mr. Johnson!And what does everybody do?
我会说，现在我向大家介绍张先生和张太太。那么观众会有什么反应呢？
These are not the Johnsons, by the way.
这些不是张先生、张太太。
But that is such a glorious moment to present someone.
那是一个充满荣耀的瞬间。当你能够把一对新人呈现在众人面前的时候，把他们介绍给众人的时候。
And I want to fast forward your life to a moment coming in the future.
那么我们把你的生活快进到未来。
One day, you're going to be standing before Jesus Christ.
有一天你将会站在主耶稣基督的面前。
You're going to be standing before him and he's going to be on his throne.
主耶稣在他的宝座上，你站在他的面前。
And he's going to ask you, okay, what did you invest in your life?
他会问你，你的一生在什么事情上花了时间精力？
And at that moment, you're going to be able to say,
那时候你会可以说，
I'd like to present my friend Sally to you, Lord.
我向你介绍我的朋友 Sally。
Because Sally, she's mature in you, and I was able to help her grow in her knowledge.
Sally, 她已经在你里面成熟，我得以能够向她介绍你，并且帮助她成长。
One day I get to stand before Jesus Christ, and I'm going to say, Lord, here's my wife. I did everything possible to help her reach her maturity in you.
那么有一天我将能够站在主的面前说，主啊，我向你介绍我的太太。
And everybody in heaven's, sorry, Jew.
Sorry, 我尽我所能来帮助他在你里面成熟成长。
And everyone in heaven in that moment is going to stand up and cheer as I present her.
当那个时刻到来的时候，天堂的每一个人都会站起来欢呼鼓掌。
And then I get to present my kids.
然后我再介绍我的孩子们。
And right now, I only have one that I'll be able to present. There's two that still have not trusted the Lord.
那么现在我已经有一个孩子，我可以去引领到主的面前，但是还有两个还在挣扎当中。
But we're believing God's not done with them yet.
但是我们相信神对他们的工作还没有做完。
And we're doing everything possible to love and treat them with kindness and respect.
所以我们一直尽我们所能来爱他们，用尊重、用爱来对待他们。
And make sure that they know the gospel message.
并且让他们能够了解完备的福音。
So the first main thing is we have a proclamation to give to the world.
那么第一个主要的事情就是向全世界传扬。
The second main thing is that we are presenting people mature in Christ.
第二就是我们把人成熟的引领在基督里。
And our third characteristic is the main thing has a power.
第三个主要事情的特征就是有一个大能。
Now this verse is an amazing verse.
这句经文非常的不可思议。
Because it says, to this end I labor.
我也为此劳苦。
Struggling with all my power, my energy. What does it say? His energy.
照着在我里面运行的什么谁的大能。
This is a strange combination of God supplying power and me working with all my heart.
你不觉得很奇怪吗？是我在劳苦，但是用的是神的大能。
But do not think you can accomplish the main thing on your own strength. You cannot do that. No, no, no.
不要以为你能够做成这个主要的事情，只靠你自己的能力，你绝对做不到。
We need divine power to accomplish the main thing.
我们需要神的大能才能完成这个主要的事情。
We need the Holy Spirit filling us and strengthening us.
我们需要圣灵来充满我们，给我们能力。
Did you see that word struggling in there?
你看到这里面有一个词叫劳苦。
That's the word that we get agony from.
尽心竭力这个词，这意味着人是要吃苦的。
If you thought this was going to be easy, I want to warn you, it is not easy. There's an agony to it.
如果你觉得这一切都应该是易如反掌，我提醒你， 并不容易，因为我们要尽心竭力并且劳苦。
And notice it says all his energy.
你看到经文说，照着他在我里面运行的大能。
You cannot approach this halfway.
这个是要全心全意的才能做成。
It's all his strength flowing through us.
全都是神的能力，完全充满我们。
So how do we get God's energy in us?
怎么样才能在我们里面充满神的大能呢？
Ask for it.
要求。
Get down on your knees and say, God, I can't do this in my own strength. I ask for your energy and strength.
要双膝跪下，向神呼求，神啊，我靠自己做不了。我要靠你，我只能靠你的大能。
You have to be desperate for God's energy to have it.
你必须要非常非常绝望的去求。
In Jeremiah 29 verse 13 it says, You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart.
耶利米书说，你们寻找我才能寻见，但是你们要全心全意的来寻求。
So this is like breathing. This is how it works.
这就是像呼吸一样。
You exhale your sin. Oh Lord,
你呼出，呼出的是自己的罪，说主啊，赦免我。
Then you inhale His Spirit. Fill me, Lord, with Your Spirit.
然后吸进的是圣灵，求神把圣灵充满你。
And then you need to believe that you have been filled with the Spirit of God and you agonize in His strength and His power.
然后你就要相信你里面充满的是神的大能，然后你靠着他的大能尽心竭力。
Here is the problem with many Christians today.
很多基督徒今天有一个问题。
We had a 1996 Honda Accord, best car I ever owned.
我们有一辆1996年的本田雅阁，是我拥有的最好的车。
I'm not a Honda salesman either.
我也不是卖本田车的。
That car just kept going on and on and on with no problems.
这个车能一直开一直开，一点毛病都没有。
But one day I went out and I turned the key and all it did was... Can you see that, Jew?
有一天我去把钥匙插到发动机里面，一拧就出了这个声。
And I knew something's wrong here.
我感到有些东西不对。
And I opened the hood, and the battery cables were so corroded and so filled with stuff, there was no contact.
打开车盖一看，原来是电池那个接的那个电线，就是坏掉了。
So for me to get the power back, I had to clean that contact and reattach it again.
那么怎么修呢？就是把那个电线给清理干净，让它的连接恢复。
Vroom! Car started right up.
一下子，这个发动机就点燃了。
Many Christians have disconnected themselves from the power.
很多基督徒都像这个电池一样，他们跟电池没有好的接触。
They look like everything's fine, but they do not have the power of the Spirit in them.
外面看起来一切都好。但是他们里面没有跟主的电池有接触。
William Temple, great leader in the British Church, said this.
威廉·坦普尔，这个坎特伯雷大主教曾经说
，Pray for me, I ask you, not chiefly that I be wise and strong, but I never let go of the unseen hand of the Lord Jesus.
求大家为我祷告。不求让我有能力智慧，但求让我永远不要松开我主耶稣基督那看不见的手。
This is the main thing.
这就是主要的事。
Lord, never let me let go of my hand.
主啊，永远不要让我松开手。
Lord, keep me connected to you.
主啊，让我和你一直保持连接。
Every minute of this Sunday day, let me be in touch with your power and your spirit, Lord.
在这个主日的每一分钟，让我都能感受到你的大能。
Lord, I'm desperate. Don't ever leave me, Lord.
主啊，我真的是焦虑，求你不要离开我。
That is the main thing.
这才是主要的事。
Stay connected to His power.
保持与主的大能相连。
Never let go.
永远不要松手。
Never let go of His hand.
永远不要松开主耶稣的手。
And live your life with His power flowing through you to an unbelieving world.
在这个不信神的时代，让神的大能通过你传递。
A few years ago, I experienced one of the saddest moments of my life.
几年前，我经历了生命中一个非常悲哀的时刻。
I was asked to officiate at my wife's niece's funeral.
我被要求主持我妻子的侄女的葬礼。
Her name was Aislinn Kern.
她的名字叫艾斯林·科恩。
She was 33 years old when she was killed on a motorcycle accident about 30 miles from here.
她33岁的时候在一场摩托车事故中丧生，那个地方离这儿有30多分钟。
Three children she left behind, one with special needs.
她留下三个孩子，其中一个孩子还有特殊需求。
She died on a Sunday afternoon.
她是在一个主日的下午去世的。
Can I tell you something about her funeral service?
我给你们讲讲这个葬礼的事情。
We did not talk about her college degrees.
我们没有谈到她的大学文凭。
We didn't talk about the size of her financial portfolio.
也没有谈到她的投资组合。
Or the size of her house.
或者她房子的大小。
Or the car that she drove.
或者她开的车。
Or her life achievements.
或者她生命中取得的成就。
We talked about her relationships.
我们谈的都是她的人际关系。
How she loved her children.
她对她孩子的爱。
How she loved her community.
她怎样去爱她身边的人。
And how she loved God.
她怎样爱神。
It's at moments like this that the main thing stands out as the main thing.
在这个悲伤的聚会中，人生最重要的事情才凸显了出来。
So the invitation today.
所以今天的邀请就是。
What's your main thing?
你生命中主要的事情是什么？
And does your main thing match up with the main thing that we just studied in Colossians chapter 1?
你的主要的事情和我们刚才读到哥罗西书一章里面的事情是一致吗？
If your main thing is in God's main thing, change your main thing.
如果你的主要事情不是神的主要事情，那你就要改变你的主要事情。
And do it today.
从今天开始。
Do it in the next 10 minutes.
就在下面十分钟开始。
And say, Lord, I want to be about telling your story.
告诉神说，主啊，我想要宣传你的福音。
I want to reorient my life to connecting with other people and helping them to be mature in you.
我想要调整我的生活，让我能够帮到身边的人，让他们能够在你里更成熟。
And Lord, I need your power.
主啊，我需要你的大能。
I'm desperate for your power, Lord.
我真的是绝望的，需要你的大能。
Help me to hold on to.
帮助我能够坚持下去。
The invitation today is very simple.
今天的邀请非常的简单。
Make God's main thing your main thing.
求神让他主要的事情成为你主要的事情。
Lord, forgive us for how distracted we get.
主啊，求你赦免我们这么容易就被干扰。
Lord, forgive us for setting our eyes on things that are temporary.
求你赦免我，让我，求你赦免我们，让我们自己的生命充斥着不重要的事情。
And today we want to reorient our lives to the things that you consider important.
今天我们想要重新捋顺自己的生活，让我们的主要事情成为你主要的事情。
Proclaiming the gospel to a world.That doesn't believe.
就是向这不信的世代传扬你的福音。
Discipling people and helping them mature in you.
帮助身边的人，让他们成为门徒，成为更为成熟的基督徒。
Lord, help this to begin in our homes.
求你帮助我们，让我们在家中来开展这个事情。
I pray that it would begin in marriages right here.
求你。让他从我们的婚姻当中开始。
And I pray that this discipleship would take place in our children.
求你让我们这个门徒的培训从我们的孩子开始。
And then in our neighborhoods, in our community.
然后是我们的邻舍，我们的社区。
And Lord, help us to always hold on to your power and strength.
主啊，帮助我们。我们永远抓紧你的手，抓住你的大能。
And we pray this all in the powerful name of Jesus.
我奉主耶稣基督的大能求的名求。
Amen.
Amen.